Shut up and sit down.
What's going on, guys? This is the MMA Complex. My name is Josh.
And I'm James.
And we are back. It's April 14th, 2020. We're still in quarantine.
Yeah.
It is going on the second month of quarantine.
Has it been 2 months?
No.
Close to?
I guess it started, mid-March. Now we're kind of heading into mid-April.
Yeah. Almost a month.
Almost a month of quarantine. It's not
that crazy. It seems like a little bit.
It seems like
longer.
A long time. Yeah.
It's crazy.
But yeah, no, we are back. It's been pretty decent. You know.
Yeah.
How was Easter for you? Easter just passed this past Sunday.
It was quiet. I was at my girl's house. Her mom made food. We just sit in the room and watch a bunch of movies and our shows.
Can't really do much. No. Plus, the weather sucked ass too.
Yeah, it was really cloudy and cold that whole week. Prior to the weekend, it was all rainy that week.
It was all rainy. Yeah, the weather hasn't been like the greatest. I think for me, this quarantine thing hasn't. You know, I don't like when the weather's like that because I can't even go outside. You know, or can't really enjoy out. I could go outside. I've been going outside and taking my kid around.
Yeah.
But just being able to like sit out there and relax and to kind of like just like have go play in the backyard and
it's,
do all this.
It's depressing because then like you're forced to stay inside.
You're forced to stay inside.
And like you got to
It's even worse.
Yeah.
But other than that, everything's been good.
Yeah, but can't complain. Yeah.
We were talking about WrestleMania. We were talking about WWE, all things WWE. You're showing me some of the segments from WrestleMania. It's
bizarre.
Wow.
Right?
I mean, yeah. It's like pretty out there.
Yeah.
I didn't see any of the matches. You didn't show me any of the matches, but you showed me the two segments of Undertaker and
AJ Styles.
And then you had Bret Wyatt and
John Cena.
And John Cena. I don't know how I feel about the Bret Wyatt and John Cena. I liked it. I like the idea of it being all in, you know, like in this mind game, you know, this trippy trip that they have John Cena going on. And then.
But it was out of the box for out there, man.
I think it was the going
editing?
From one, the editing.
Mm.
I think it was the editing for me where I was just like, it's like, I don't know where they're going. Where are they going with this? I don't know what to make of it. And then I kind of, obviously you get the idea of what they're doing and then how it ended. I don't know. It was all right. You know, like both of them were kind of out there. I think the Undertaker and AJ Styles, I think I like that more.
Yeah.
Just like it actually had wrestling in it.
Yeah.
And a little bit.
Very heavily produced.
I don't know. How come they didn't just do like how they would do hardcore matches and just, like
I think
they did a little bit, but then it was like. Just,
I think they did the Boneyard.
You forwarded it a lot, huh? I didn't actually say the whole thing.
No, but they go through a different. Like they don't stay in the same like vicinity of the cemetery. They kind of like go out and they fight like in a warehouse and.
Okay.
The matches go.
Okay. I didn't see it all. So I think I like that one because it reminded me more of the hardcore matches.
Yeah.
It had Undertaker as the American Badass again.
Yeah.
And that's why I think I like that one more. It wasn't as choppy. I like the idea of being way out there and the risk that they took with the John Cena thing and being all trippy and all that. I like the idea behind it. But it was the choppiness of the going from one thing to another.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
threw me off a little bit.
Yeah, like all the different decades that John Cena was at. But yeah, no, you're right. The Taker match was entertaining. In a sense
it
where it was really funny.
Yeah.
Like
it's ridiculous. It's
it was
so fucking
stupid.
It's so
Especially like AJ's hand coming out of the graveyard at the end.
It was literally like a fake hand.
Yeah, it was like a fake arm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because your arm was all shiny and like the glove was like all. Like,
it was stiff. It was like just, it wasn't even like, there was no life to it. It was just a stiff hand.
And this is the way they shot AJ in the grave and they cut to take his face and they gave AJ enough time to get out. But it was out there. I mean, kudos to WWE too for not only making that event continue, but to go out of their element and do what they did.
Yeah, taking chances. Yeah, no, kudos to them. I didn't mind them going on with their event. Actually, I was a little, probably as far as MMA is concerned, a little jealous that they were able to do it with such ease. But then you also have to think, and we were talking about this, they don't have as much oversight.
No.
They're not, and
you know, at all.
Dana White's were regulated by the government.
Yeah.
Well, now you're regulated by the government. If they say no, they're going to tell you no.
Yeah, so and you know, and the WWE has what the UFC has. They have their own like the UFC has the Apex, and the WWE has their Performance Center.
Yeah.
Where they can shoot. They treat it as a training facility / where they can actually shoot shows there.
Yeah.
It's like a small little arena, which is kind of cool.
Yeah. So I just, I don't know. I was jealous because they're able to put on it with such ease. But then you're looking at the big break they got. I know their home base, I think, where is it? Kansas City or where is it? Where's
Florida.
Is it in Florida, their home base?
Their home base is New York, but they do all the training facility stuff in Florida. So. Yeah, it's
Florida. There you go. That brings up our next topic about that is because Florida just gave WWE the okay to put on events, basically under the guidelines of social distancing and all that. Go on business as usual. They got the okay from the Florida governor. They're good to go. Trump mentioned, I think, in a press conference today, Dana White and McMahon by name, as being the forefront of bringing sports back. Mm. But it's easier for those two entities to put on events because it's really just because
they control their own league.
They can, yeah. And not to mention it's only two people normally within a match anyway. So WWE or UFC.
With the NFL, NBA, NHL,
it's gonna be a lot harder for those guys to come back.
Their leagues, they're like different teams.
Yeah,
they're like in the NBA, there's like what 15 players on a team, not including the coaching staff.
Like, where do you put the bench? Trainers. How do you spread them out? That's way too many people in one room anyway.
Yeah,
refs, just everything. The announcer, like, it's just so many
elements
involved,
to it. You know? To run a like one of those sports.
Yeah.
With the UFC and the WWE, there's one guy controlling everybody, and they have the power to control who comes in, who comes out.
Yeah, and it's a big win for the WWE. It's potentially a big thumbs up towards the UFC to put on events in Florida if WWE was able to get the okay. Especially, and then Trump mentioning Dana White and being such good friends with Dana White, one call to the governor, who's already a buddy of Trump.
Yeah.
Okay. You know for sure they're going to get the okay from the governor there, and there's going to be events for the UFC in there. Before we get to the UFC, staying on the WWE stuff for now, a little bit of both the worlds. Ronda Rousey just made, she made the rounds for the past couple of days regarding her comments about the WWE and the fans. And her displeasure with how their attitudes and their lack of respect for her and the lack of appreciation for her efforts while she was in the WWE, and she just if you look at it, knowing how WWE works, is it a spin? Is it a work? Is it WWE? Yeah. Hey. While you're away, keep up the the persona of like the fans. Obviously, the fans didn't really take well to you. Right. You kind of went heel anyway.
Yeah.
Keep it up while you're on doing your thing. What do you think?
Well, I think some of the comments that she did was like, I think she said like, if people are getting upset at me for calling wrestling fake, then they have something else coming to them. Like, I'm paraphrasing here, but she's pretty much saying that anybody that can fight. You know, 365
and all that.
Yeah,
stuff.
She fake fights. And she said, like, anybody can fight 365 dates a year and not get injured.
Yeah,
that, they're pretty much stupid because it's all phony. But I think with Ronda Rousey, so in pro wrestling, there's a term called heat,
mm-hmm.
where you get a negative reaction to you. And there's two types of heat in pro wrestling. There's heat where people kind of boo you because you're the bad guy, and they almost love to boo you.
Yeah.
Like they want to cheer for you, but they kind of don't, just because you're the bad guy. And then on the flip side, X-Pac heat, where people see you and they want to change the channels right away. I think Ron has X-Pac heat.
You think she's X-Pac heat? Yeah, X-Pac heat?
Yeah, just because, like, you hear what she's, the kind of things he says and how she is, and how, you know, the way she handles certain situations to kind of wear your
that,
eyes.
Is that the where is that the, at the point of the show where people go up to and go make a sandwich or go?
Yeah, they kind of roll their eyes at Ronda, like, oh yeah. God, you know. And I think she has that X-Pac heat right now. I'm not sure if this is a work or a shoot. I think it's a little bit of both, yeah. Somewhere in the middle. But I think that for someone who talks about respect, is not respecting the business of her wrestling. And she's kind of like the kayfabe killer almost, to a point. So I think that she shouldn't be saying all this shit, because what's going to happen when she does is she just decide to go back to pro wrestling.
Yeah. I mean, she obviously had to keep with that heel momentum persona and then just roll with it and probably go even more with it and maybe start jumping girls. And
yeah, but you know what? Like, it kind of reminds me of when Bret Hart turned heel, because when Bret Hart turned heel in 96, late 96, his reasoning was made sense, you know? He felt like the American fans turned their back on him and they're chewing Stone Cold.
But he also wasn't beloved. Like, she was not beloved. Like,
oh, like Bret was.
Like Bret was.
But I think with Ronda, like, if you remember that WrestleMania when she went with The Rock, and then I think she judo-tossed Triple H. And, people loved her. And then when she came, her first year in the WWE, people loved her. And then all of a sudden, they started hating her. I think with Ronda, she doesn't have thick skin. So when she sees anybody booing her, she gets pissed off.
Yeah.
I do think that she's doing this for a reason. I think she's if it is a work, her talking shit is going to kind of up her heat.
Yeah.
When she does come back, she'll be the most hated wrestler there because of her comments she made. I don't know. Yeah. Maybe it can be a little bit of both, but I just think that it's her trying to be relevant because no one even talks about her anymore.
Yeah. And why do you think she's taking so much time off? Is it really her trying to get pregnant and start a family?
If it is, I mean, her husband is shooting blanks.
Yeah, right?
Like, yeah.
Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Like,
it's true. I thought the same thing. I'm like, you've been talking about starting a family for a long time.
Yeah.
Like is it, are you having trouble? You know, is it because,
I don't know,
where's the baby bump? You know what I mean? Like, what's taking so long? Maybe, either she's having trouble
or he's having trouble. Yeah.
But chances are she might be having trouble.
Maybe, yeah. It's just weird how, like, she, oh yeah, because Trevor has kids, right? From first
he's
marriage.
Got kids. He's got two.
So maybe it's Ronda's too much kicks in the pussy or something.
I mean, you gotta think too. I mean, she is an athlete. She's had a lot of bumps and bruises, mm-hmm. You know, but those things happen. People can make it work, but also, like, I mean, I wonder, who knows? I mean, if she is having trouble, it is her personal thing and she doesn't want to talk about it. If she hasn't mentioned anything about it, if she is having trouble having kids, or if she's like has a certain date in mind when she's going to plan to have something like that. But
it's just weird how she's been talking about it.
Yeah.
And she just pops up out of nowhere and starts talking. So I think it's her just trying to be relevant. And I think she realizes that everyone's in quarantine and they're hungry for any kind of story.
Yeah.
So when they see her talking shit, she knows that her name is going to be in people's mouths.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what's going on right now.
Yeah. It's interesting to see how her story kind of has gone. I think people just like winners. And I think if she would have left the UFC before she had the devastating loss to Holly, she
would have been a mega star.
She would have been a mega star in the WWE. Yeah. I think she would have had a better attitude going into it. You know, and I think she ended up losing twice. She pretty bad the second time to Amanda. And then left to the WWE, and she was a double, back-to-back losses, mm-hmm. devastating losses, high profile losses. And then what the WWE fans are just going to supposed to take. It's like they're taking UFC's leftovers. Mm. And they don't want that. They don't want a loser. They don't want a sore loser, especially.
Her, yeah.
Because she was already labeled a sore loser leaving the UFC.
Yeah, exactly.
And I don't think it hurt her. I think it hurt her.
Oh, yeah, big time. Yeah.
So I think it hurt her chances to for the fan WWE fans to accept her to be on her good side. And you know, and I think it just it, her name was burned by the time she got there. And
yeah, exactly.
Much she could do.
Exactly. And I think too, like, I think what the WWE kind of messed up is that they put the title on her way too fast. I think it should have been
they pushed her way too fast, way too
hard. A slow build. Yeah. I think people like the chaser than someone already becoming champion.
And it's different nowadays because a lot of the, you know, the backstage talk, negotiations, all that comes out nowadays. And so people know what's going on and know all the gossip and all that stuff. They know.
Yeah.
So... yeah, it's yeah. There's that. What else? It's going on with WWE and the UFC that they're constant, you know, being discussed in the same sentence. UFC is projected to have an event. Now we'll talk about the fact that 249 was canceled.
Yeah, it's
supposed to be this weekend. Announced, card announced, everything announced. Governor steps in of California, speaks at executives, the high executives, top of the top of Disney and ESPN, asking UFC to stand down for the moment because they were going to go ahead and have 249 at Tachi Palace on the Indian reservation.
Yeah.
That plan was nixed, and then that's it. That was done. Squashed on the same week.
Yeah.
Basically. Unfortunate, I guess, for the UFC, you know, but kudos to them. They were able to put on an event, get everything going. They had everything in place, and then, you know, it was out of their hands. Fight Island is still a go, supposedly, according to Dana White. He still has plans to get that going soon.
He has a group of Mexicans over there.
Yeah. Building. Yeah. He's got some island, undisclosed location, have everything built. He said within a month he thinks he's going to have it ready. In the meantime, today they just announced a projected date to have basically 249 again, rescheduled with some added fights. I think Joanna might be on the card. I think Henry Cejudo versus Dominic Cruz will be on the card. There's a lot of names being thrown out there to join that card. It's going to be the super. It's 249 plus on May 9th, undisclosed location. If in the States, I would assume... in the States, Florida would probably be the more likely
state. Yeah,
the state to have it in, especially if the governors gave them the okay to have everything.
Is it going to be on ESPN or is it going to be on?
Well, Dana said he wouldn't. Dana said he wouldn't do an event unless ESPN and all them were good to go. And he says once they give me the green light, I'm going to have an event. So I'm assuming. He got the green light that let's aim for May 9th. Mm. So, and chances are things will start to lighten up around that time. Mm. At least restrictions in terms of, in you know, closed door restrictions and limiting. I think social distancing is still going to be a thing because there's still no official treatment for coronavirus. There's still no vaccine. Mm. So we're going to be going through this social distancing type of wearing masks and gloves.
Yeah.
You know, for quite some time, I think. But getting things going, economy going and back to work, I think, you know, chances are that's going to happen probably sometime in May. Because we're in lockdown till May 15th, at least.
Yeah.
That's the, you know, tentative date. But May 9th, UFC is planning this super event. Let me see if I could pull up any of the names that might be on that.
I mean, I'm happy that.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on them?
I mean, I'm happy that the governor stepped in.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, why force something? I mean, and have an event for nothing? I think it was the best case scenario for them to, like, wait it out. Mm-hmm. And that way you can get Khabib back to the States and have that massive fight. Then just push two guys together and make an interim fight for nothing.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of happy that it worked out the way they did. Even though I know May 9th that they're talking about Gaethje and Tony again.
I think that's going to be the main event. I don't think, because you have Khabib going in Ramadan pretty soon.
Yeah.
So with Florida being open for the WWE, they've been given the good to go. It's most signs are pointing to Florida. Being the location. Fight Island is still a ways away. That'll probably be sometime after this event. But I think Fight Island's going to be the thing that they're going to keep on going, because arenas, all these other things are just not going to be in play for quite some time unless arenas start to come up with some type of protective measure. Yeah. Like, you know, everybody wears masks and gloves and shit. You know? Okay, so just breaking down the card, you have Tony Ferguson versus Justin Gaethje. That's still the headliner. Henry Cejudo, Dominic Cruz is being in the works to headline 250. Was originally set to headline 250, but they're looking to put it on this card. Amanda Nunes versus Felicia Spencer is on this card. Francis Ngannou, Rozenstruik, and the rest of the card, for the most part, on the old Justin Gaethje Ferguson card, most of those fights I think will be moved to this one.
Okay.
They're just going to be pushed back, given more time to train, I guess.
The fight one and two, man, the Koa and the main, it's a great 1-2 punch right there.
1-2 punch. That's a great, like, all four of those. If that's a main card right there, that's a. Now, what do you think about them charging? They still were going to charge for the first.
That's my original question. I think it shouldn't be behind a pay scale. I think that
at least ESPN Plus. I would like if I fight on ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Or ESPN, and that be your pay scale. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that'll be your paywall.
Yeah. I mean,
no,
I think...
No double paywall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I don't know. I wouldn't be opposed to that. I just think it should be free. Just because a lot of people still don't have ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
And if they want to, like,
should it be
bring
on big ESPN?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, I think the world right now is starting for sports. And I think...
They'll probably get the most views out of everything. Yeah. Anything
and,
going on right now.
And then it benefits the fighters. They have all these... You know, them being the first live event, you know, people are going to be glued to the television, thirsty for anything.
Yeah.
So it helps them getting, you know, for the casual fans to see these guys probably for the first time fighting.
Yeah.
And also, what's happening in our world right now? You know, right now, there's a lot of people out there that are not working, that are making ends meet, and then you're going to charge them for a fight. That's not going to work. You should. You know, because of what's going on in the world, put on ESPN so everyone can see, and it benefits everybody, I think.
Yeah.
From fighters to promotion.
Think about the economy, think about the people.
Yeah, because if Joe Blow, like, who works, who is not working, and then he wants to see this fight, but he can't because he's asked to pay $60 or $70 or how much it is, he's going to say, well, it's good to UFC. They're just being greedy. It makes him look bad.
It's not going to benefit the UFC in any way.
At all.
At least in that sense, they can get, you know, ESPN and all that, and Disney, and even maybe the UFC fighters can get ad revenue.
Yeah. Let the company slowly build up, you know, maybe wait a couple of months before they start charging. But right away, to like say, here, I'm expecting you guys to pay this much money, even though like, none of you guys are working.
Yeah.
I think it makes them look bad.
Yeah, it's messed up. No, it's not going to really benefit, and it's not going to get any eyeballs. I don't see them. Oh, it's coronavirus time, and people are just going to be starved for entertainment, and with us putting this on behind double paywall.
Yeah,
it's you know, our numbers are going to go up. You know, ESPN's numbers are going to go up. No, it's not. They're not going to really. It's not going to benefit anybody, I don't think.
Yeah, it's going to leave a bad taste in people's mouths.
If anybody is going to force people to just, that even are interested, to go
stream it the back door
and illegally stream it.
Yeah.
And that's even if they're even remotely interested. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, casual fans are just not even going to know it's probably, you know, happening. I think I was talking to my dad or somebody, and I think they were having a replay of a fight on Saturday, and he was saying that, like, oh, is there going to be a fight on Saturday or something like this? Mm-hmm. And I saw some ads for it. And, like, I'm saying, like that's what I'm saying. Like, and it wasn't. It was, I think it was a replay of an older fight that happened, like, maybe last year. And I think it was Luke Thomas and all them were gonna do a live coverage, play-by-play, a recap of it on ESPN. Or Showtime, I'm sorry. And just if the UFC were to do something like that, promote the hell out of it on ESPN, ads for the next like month, May 9th, this big gigantic card. It would just, the amount of eyeballs, that amount of views in ESPN, imagine the numbers that they would get on ESPN.
Especially that, you know, how every could be reminded on ESPN, SportsCenter, it could be talked about on First Take, all the different platforms within the ESPN.
Yeah.
It'll be huge.
Now, obviously, the people who are running this thing are probably having the same conversation.
Yeah.
If they were able to do that, it felt like it was a great idea and they should capitalize on this thing, I'm sure they would.
Yeah.
No, I'm sure contracts and stuff like that gets in the way, but I don't know. But it's just us coming from people who are not executives at any of these companies.
Exactly.
So yeah, that's not a bad card. I think if they're going to be, if they have the date set and they know they're going to, because imagine if they have to pull and cancel this fight again.
Ooh.
It's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like I don't think they would mention May 9th if they weren't given like a 95% chance that this thing is going to happen.
Yeah, especially. It felt like twice already, right?
Yeah.
Or once? Yeah. Twice? Once.
Once. But, I mean, well, twice if you want to consider the before, pre-corona.
Yeah.
During, you know, post-corona, during corona.
That was that's crazy to me that this time it got canceled because of the national disaster.
Yeah. And it's crazy walking around, because I'm wearing this right now. A little Toy Story. I have a little Toy Story one because, you know, like, my son likes Toy Story. But I was just walking around with gloves and mask just to go to like Target.
It's crazy,
just,
right?
It's weird. It's crazy. It's like it's just
it's become our new norm.
Yeah.
Like people are taking selfies with masks. No.
Yeah.
Like, who has the coolest mask?
Yeah. I did one today. Because my first time really wearing it. And I was just like, I was just walking around like this the whole freaking day. And I'm like, I don't know.
It's a new norm. It's crazy because, like, you don't really notice in it because, you know, obviously when you're at home, you're just hanging out at home.
Yeah.
But when you go outside, like, you see people walking around with a mask. And prior to coronavirus, when we see the Asians doing it, we go,
it's mainly Asian.
Look at that moron wearing a mask.
Mainly Asian Americans or anything like that that would, like, wear
any type of
protective covering in public.
And we would always like,
and we just wrote it off as just like, man, this is how they're, it's part of the culture, you know, they wear it over there,
people are weird. Yeah.
And
now I see everybody doing it.
Now everybody is doing it, and now you almost feel weird because you don't have one.
Yeah.
But at least with California, now it's you're it's mandatory to have one when you're entering like business, or at least it's highly recommended to do it, and businesses have the right to refuse service
right
if you don't.
But it's crazy because, it's just so normal.
Weird. This is weird. Where do you think, how do you think sports like the UFC or any of these other, trying to talk about before the podcast, how they're going to go about starting up again? How, let's say May is like, they're going to start easing restrictions. But they're definitely, because there's no vaccine and no treatment really.
Like, it has to be in an empty arena. How would they do it?
Like, is it empty? A bunch of empty arenas?
I think so. I think you can't get away. I mean, you can't go around that. I think it has to be for the safety of not only the fighters but for everybody, for the crowd themselves.
Yeah,
I think that. I mean, the most extreme scenario, I think that, if there is an audience, it would be an audience full of people wearing masks and gloves.
Yeah. Temperature checks. I was telling temperature checks. I was telling Liz, temperature checks at like, I see Disney opening back up. At the very least, you know, having people wear masks and temperature checks.
Yeah.
At the gate.
the WWE for the WrestleMania, they screened the fighters once, checked their temps, tested them, and then they were cleared to wrestle.
How do you do that with the mass amount of people wanting to go to a park in and
well,
out?
Well, for parks and stuff, yeah. I mean, temp checks is definitely, like, you can get either a disposable thermometer or the ones that you just push on the forehead and it reads your temp.
Yeah, does each person, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
I mean, but I think that for the early stages of this, it's going to be empty arenas.
But even then, like, some people don't show symptoms. They don't have...
You know, you're right. They don't have fevers. That's the scary thing. Like, some people are, like, mainly, like, athletes, professional athletes, don't have no symptoms at all.
Yeah.
They feel fine. They feel like me and you.
Yeah. So some people, they hit them hard, you know.
It depends on your immune system and how strong it is.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to do it. I don't know. Because a vaccine will be almost 2 years away to developing any type of vaccine or treatment. Like,
I think that's like super fast as a year.
Yeah.
And I think that at our early stages where, like, they're going to really lift some of these restrictions, I think they're going to be in empty arenas at least for the first couple of months or maybe through the summer.
Yeah.
And fall, I think they start lifting.
Yeah.
Those kind of bands, but I think come summer, I think throughout the summer, there's going to be an empty arenas.
Yeah, empty arenas, and if they start letting people in, temperature
just
checks.
Just because it's like it's way too risky.
Yeah, and it's more of like risky, and especially on the companies and teams themselves. You catch it, pass it to someone else. Yeah.
They go home and they go to their friend and it comes the whole thing again.
And then it makes the news. Family went to Disneyland, came back. By the end of the week, half of them were dead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's a headline that could happen.
This whole infection, you know, starts up again. Yeah. So I think,
you know,
at least.
Husband went to the freaking Knicks game, goes back home.
Bangs his wife again.
Bangs his wife. Grandparents in the house are dead.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
Along with wife.
Yeah. Just because he wanted to go to the game.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's risky. A lot of these arenas, a lot of these companies are even be willing to take the chances, even if they are hurting for money.
So much risk and low reward, or no reward at all.
Yeah. It's even going back to work. I mean, I know you're working right now and you're working regularly. Going back to work, it's like there's no vaccine, there's no treatment. Mm-hmm. If they're planning to get the economy going back in June, May, end of May,
what then?
You know, what do you do?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, I don't know, man. I don't know how these sports, that's the only way I can do it.
Yeah. There's no other way for that.
I wonder if there's, I know there's probably companies out there that make like metal detectors that have thermal scanning that you walk in and it scans you.
I think the airports do that.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, like you walk in and
Disney spends a little bit of money in placing those at the entrances.
Mm-hmm. But then again, parks. But like you said, a lot of people don't show symptoms and don't have fevers. And that's the tricky part. Like how does someone go around that, you know?
Yeah. But then, you know, if you put it out there, we're doing what we can, this is, there you still run the risk, be safe, put it on the people coming in.
Yeah, and just say, enter your own risk.
You
got to do that. But I'm sure if you wear gloves, have a bottle of sanitizer, and wear your mask, I think you should be okay.
Be like, wear a mask.
6 feet apart. But see with the lines, though.
With the lines,
Like, that whole 6 feet apart.
It goes out the window. That's it.
Yeah, I don't know how the theme parks are going to do it.
I don't know how theme parks are going to do it. I don't know how Disney's going
to do it. I think the social, they're saying that the whole social distancing can last for another year.
And look at arenas. All the seats are like right next to each other.
Yeah.
Even closer than this.
Than we're sitting there. Yeah.
You're like, you're elbow to elbow with people.
Yeah. Good luck.
Movie theaters. I can see the recliners. You have space, but that's not enough space.
It's crazy seeing like new movies that you can watch at home now because of this whole thing going on.
Yeah. Yeah, you can buy or rent.
I mean, I just watched Trolls Part 2, World Tour.
Yeah, that one came out. I've been seeing the ads for that on Amazon. You can buy it on Amazon.
I watched it for free. It was
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah, yeah.
They kind of make fun of K-pop, which is kind of hilarious.
But yeah, man, it's gonna be interesting. It's gonna be crazy. I think what will help is if they're able to find some kind of a treatment. Like, okay, when you come in, we're giving you this kind of medication. We're putting you on, you know, you're gonna take these IVs. Mm-hmm. You're gonna do this. It's gonna be your chances are gonna be better.
Yeah,
but it's not gonna be a guarantee that you're gonna be able to get through this thing. Until we get a vaccine, I think if they have like, oh, we have, this is the treatment that we put people through, this works.
Because all these things, all these different scenarios, I mean, at some point when we open the, you know, everything up again, the economy up, we're going to have to face these issues. Yeah. So, and I think a lot of it is going to be, well.
There's going to be so many people like, all the cases are going to go back up once they decide to fucking like, oh, let's get people back to work.
Yeah,
they come back. Does everything get fucking corona, yeah, man?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think in Sweden, they're taking the complete opposite approach. Did you see that?
No, I haven't seen
it. Yeah, in Sweden, there's a, you know, obviously the pandemic hit worldwide. And in Sweden, their governor or their prime minister or whatever the person that is in charge of that country says, just live life as normal, no social distancing. You guys just act like nothing's going on. And we can beat it. And you see video, just people at cafes, no one wearing masks, no one wearing gloves, people were just hanging out right next to each other, just living life. And that's how, and that's their plan of fighting this thing, just act like it's normal.
Hmm.
That's weird.
I wonder how their cases are, though.
It's that's weird.
Sweden cases. I don't know, man. It's
depressing.
It is. There you go. It's coronavirus and see how it's going.
I don't know. Hopefully,
Sweden is a viral punching bag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look it up.
Yeah. Like some of the articles in like Forbes, Wall Street Journal, CNN. Sweden isn't enforcing coronavirus lockdown. See how it's going. Sweden is a viral punching bag. It's Wall Street Journal. Forbes is 22 scientists say coronavirus strategy has failed as deaths. And Sweden top 1,000.
Yeah, see, they're just hanging out like when I saw a video of like people at cafes having lunch together and just hugging, and you know, I was like, damn, these people are like suicidal, man. No one's wearing masks or nothing. It's crazy.
I wonder if how the country's reporting the deaths though. Are they just like not, you know, sensationalizing the.
It reminds you of like a hippie.
Obviously,
like a hippie's approach.
Our media, they love it. They pump it up. They put it out there. Mm. They scare the shit out of everybody.
Yeah.
I wonder if their media is not even doing it. They're like barely, they're talking about just
like everyday news, but coronavirus. Yeah. Like, okay, on tonight's agenda, don't mention the viruses. Well,
Sweden has at least 50 or more. Which you could still put on some small events. They have closed high schools and universities and urged 70 or older to stay inside.
That's the extent.
That's at most they've done. They haven't closed much of anything else. You know, restaurants are still open. Businesses are still open. Everybody's pretty much going about their life as normal. They just can't do mass gatherings of 50 or more, which, I mean, that's a pretty decent number.
That's a large number.
So I don't know. I mean, yeah, I don't see that going well for them. You would think a small country like that, you would be able to, you know,
contain it, right?
Contain it because, yeah, you're a smaller country. It's easier for you guys to kind of contain things
yeah.
and control that you're, people, your economy in a little way, you know. But they've had 11,000 cases so far, 1,000 deaths, and 381 have fully recovered. So they still have a lot of people in the hospital.
That's crazy.
Out of that 11,000,
it's a total hippie approach.
Yeah, it's yeah, and their cases are going up, and their deaths are going up, and everything. It's not going well for them. Their little experiment. But I mean, anybody could have really told them that. But yeah, man. Crazy times. What else is going on? Have you been watching anything on Netflix?
I'm watching the second season of You.
Okay.
And I'm on season 6 of Vanderpump Rules. I love that show.
Okay. He killed off my girlfriend though on You, right? He killed off the blonde girl from the first season.
Yeah, she's still a pretty relevant character.
Is she still alive at all, or is she just... Yeah?
She's on the show. I think right now they're running to season 8, and she's still on the show.
No. For You.
Oh, You. Oh, yeah. Season 1, yeah.
Not Stassi from Vanderpumps. No. I love Stassi.
But... Yeah, me too. No. No, yeah. They killed her off.
They killed her off, right?
Yeah. She died.
But she's the best part of the show.
Season 2 is pretty good. It's not the greatest, but it's entertaining.
Yeah.
And then I'm watching My Hero Academia, season 4, I believe.
Okay. I just finished Ozarks. Have you seen Ozarks?
No.
Oh, I fucking love Ozarks. It's the third season 3 just ended. It was cool. I liked it. Some people, I think if anybody criticizes, like, oh, it's always like, it's just too much going on. But it's like, it's not too much going on. It's so fucking well done. The characters in there are so freaking
good.
Yeah, so good. I love Patrick Bateman and Laura Linney are like two of my favorite go-to actors. If they're on something, I'll probably watch it. It's whole cast, everybody's just great. It's like he's a accountant, kind of like manages money, financial advisor, and then he ends up getting caught up with a cartel, and then he ends up laundering money, and then it's them playing the middleman, and it's freaking such a great fucking show, man.
I think I'm almost done with season 5 of Saved by the Bell, and then I'll jump to the college
years. Oh, sorry, you're watching Saved by the Bell, huh?
Right. Yeah, I just finished watching the Hawaiian Style, the mini movie they made while filming season 5. You know, Kelly Kapowski is so hot.
I'm watching, Ozarks. I just finished Ozarks. I'm rewatching The 70s Show. I got into Formula One racing. Like, I was always like intrigued by it because it's not NASCAR, and so it's like better than NASCAR in a way. Like the tracks, it's more dangerous. The cars are nicer. It's like rich people racing.
Yeah.
But it's so freaking good. The show on Netflix, it's Netflix produced, like sports docuseries. And it follows the 2018 season, 2019 season. Obviously the 2020 season is going to be pushed back, but, it's so freaking good, man. I fucking love it, dude.
I got to check it out.
Me and Liz have just we finished the second season. I think we're on the last episode. It's like, you think, oh, it's racing, blah, 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 it's going to be boring. No, it's fucking good. Like they'll take like 2 episodes and follow a team, and then just like throughout the season, and it's like you get the inside drama, the beef between the drivers, because you're on the same team, but they're competing against each other. Still.
I got to check it out. I'm already in, dude.
If you're not performing well, they're going to call somebody up from the Formula 2. Like, it's just like, you know,
like their minor league.
Yeah. And then you have all, like, you go to these different countries, they'll have like, you know, they'll cut to like Sweden's Grand Prix, then they'll go to Singapore's Grand Prix, then they'll go to Morocco Grand Prix, the English Grand Prix, the English Open. Like, it's so freaking like, and the cars are badass, and the drivers are all like, you know, it's like the young guys are competing against the older guys, you know, like,
damn,
it's so freaking good. So we just, we're thinking of going to one of the Grand Prix. There's one in Austin, Texas in October. We're thinking of heading over there.
No.
Yeah. We've been looking at hotel flights and ticket packages and all that stuff.
Are you able to purchase plane tickets?
By October, I'm assuming by October, hopefully, you know, because they're looking to push back, because I think what Formula One's thinking of doing is they're waiting to see how the Tour de France, you know, the bicycling, like Lance Armstrong shit. They're looking to see if they're able to put their event on in June. If they're putting their event on in June, most likely Formula One's going to put their events on in the summer because their season should have started already.
Yeah.
So it's.
I think Senator and I are waiting for a vaccine to pop up. And then we're going to Japan.
They're going to go to Japan.
We're just going to do it.
So you can push back your plans to like next summer, 2021?
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Especially if you're going to go to Asian countries. You got to be fucking.
Yeah.
Because I think Korea, the thing is what also about the coronavirus is that Korea, they had like 90 patients come back in who already had it, getting it again. And so it's like they're thinking that whole theory of you get it, you're immune, is not necessarily the case.
Oh my God.
So what this most likely is going to be is another version, literally another version of the flu, where if you get sick 1 month, you're around someone who's sick, chances are you might catch it again because you're just consuming their germs.
Oh God.
So this is not necessarily going to go away. It's going to have to be something that they're going to really need to control either with treatments or a vaccine because it's what they're seeing now is that. So, back to Netflix shit. So it's like, yeah, Formula, I'll send you a picture of it if you want to look at it. I know it's that you think sports docuseries is like, it's not going to be this, it's fucking boring.
I just love drama. So
it's drama. It's cool. It's just, I just love seeing all the, like the money. You see the freaking, like it's crazy. And a lot of these drivers grow up racing with each other, like all the way from like eighth. I didn't know that go-karts are the start of racing for people.
Oh yeah.
Like kids do go-kart races and they like.
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that like go-kart. Like the circuit is like go-karts, and then they like progress, and some go to NASCAR, some go to like, you know, stock cars, I guess, and then they you know if you got some good money and you get picked up, you know, Formula One, but it's got to be so freaking difficult because there's only about 20 drivers, 21, 22 drivers in the whole freaking sport, that are like one and two top level. It's crazy, man. But. That's a great show. I'm not really watching anything else. Oh, I got to finish Preacher. I got to finish a bunch of other stuff. But
I think I'm on October 2001 on my timeline. I started rewatching my WWE timeline.
Your WWE timeline? Yeah. I mean, it's like, got to do what we got to do to pass the time, man. But yeah, we'll break something down next week. We'll cover something else next week.
Yeah,
there's definitely gonna. Obviously, there's no shortage of MMA news. There's always something going on.
Yeah,
we'll catch you guys all next week. Who knows? May 9th is probably not gonna happen. You know, so we'll see. We'll see what happens. Until then,
stay well. Be safe.
Yeah, be safe. Wear your mask. All that shit.
Salute.